The Marlins going for their third straight win, taking on the Braves. And at Marlins Park in Miami, it was Star Wars night. And boy, was it ever. Some great costumes out there. Pick up the action in the first. Miami in front 1-0, looking to add to their lead. 2 men on for Derek Dietrich facing Lucas Sims.
And the 2-0 pitch, swinging in a high fly to deep right field. If it's fair, it's gone. It is off the foul pole and gone. 3-run home run, Derek Dietrich. And it's 4-0 Marlins. Runner goes, the pitch is low, and no throw to second.
There's 60, and the 2-1 pitch. Hit hard to right field. That's a base hit. Marquez was playing shallow. So stopping at second is Rojas, and at first with his third hit of the night.
And that's number 200.
And that is number 200. That will go up on the board, I'm sure. And the 0-1 pitch. Line to right field. Going to be a base hit. Let's see if they score Rojas. They will. Throw goes deferred. Gordon is headed there. Now to second. The tag and out at second is Stanton. So Stanton trying to hustle into second base will end up with a single.
New ownership took over, and that's what's going to happen. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. That is strikeout number 6 for Despaigne. The pitch by Despaigne is lifted to center field. Out into right center field goes Yelich. And short of the warning track, he will glove the third and final out. The Braves get that bagel off the board. They score twice, 4 hits.
Marlins win their third straight, taking out the Braves 10-2. Odrys Mer Despaigne the win, allowing 2 runs in 7 frames, striking out 6. Miguel Rojas, 4 hits, an RBI, and a run scored. D. Gordon picks up his 60th stolen base of the season to go along with his 200th hit as well. Giancarlo Stanton, meanwhile, remains at 59 home runs going into the final game of the season. The Braves come up short against the Marlins. Manager Brian Snitker spoke after.
Everything. It's like kind of he was getting under the ball and just couldn't get down over and through like he has been for some reason. Just kind of wasn't clicking, and he had a hard time adjusting too. I mean, he just kind of stayed there the whole, never had an opportunity, and 2 long innings, and just couldn't get anything going.
Was it surprising given his last 2 starts because he looked so good?
He's last 2 starts in the bullpen. The whole thing. I was really surprised, really. It was just kind of like he got out there and it started whirling out of control and he couldn't stop it. And but because he's been so good for a long time. Even the so-so starts he had in the middle after he came here were, they were okay. His over the ball and out over his front leg today, he just couldn't get there.
While you guys couldn't put anything together against their guys, when you did hit balls right at people.
Right, yeah, I know. We were like either the swinging bunt against us or anything. We squared one up. It was line drive caught. So it's kind of one of them days.
You don't want to see anybody have an outing like that at any time, but how much more difficult is it for you to watch knowing that it's his last outing of the year?
Well, yeah, I know. So I wanted him to do good, so we went because he's made such progress this year and done so well and had such a good year overall that, you kind of wanted him to go out with a better note. But he's a tough kid. He's mentally tough, and he'll go back, I'm sure, and look at the tape tomorrow and figure out what happened and be ready to go in the spring.
Trip, you win that first game in New York, and then
it's just wheels fall off. I don't know. Hopefully, we can go out Max and dazzle him tomorrow and end the season on a win.
Up next, the Braves finish off their season on Sunday. Max Fried on the hill.